Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
I just want to ruin this man's life. I want to.
That sounds pretty jealous.
I want to destroy him. If for no other reason than he fucked with me. So fuck him. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know what I'm capable of.
That's more that sociopath talk.
Mike, do you ever fantasize about wounding or destroying individuals and then laughing at them?
Not physically. I just want to fuck his mind. I want to destroy his spirit. I want him to wake up in the morning and say, man, I shouldn't have fucked with Mike. I'm
put on
a good place, guys. I really am. I know that every week I make myself sound like more and more of a terrible person. Like every week when you leave this hour of Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, you say, man, Mike is a major scumbag. But like I'm coming from a good place. I just
don't fucking cross me.
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. Where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
This is the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. In front of me, we got Mike.
Hello.
To the left of me, we got Paul. And to the right of me, we got Drunkard STL on the Twitters. Special guest. Every damn day.
Hey. Do you want to do the phone numbers and all that, or do you want to wait a while?
Yeah.
You got it?
Contact the show, the phone number is 309-740-1430, or contact us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
Hey, you know, fuck it, I'm done. No more drunk.
You're just done with drunk? You don't want to do it anymore?
Yeah, I don't want to do drunk anymore.
So we'll just...
It just consists of, like, breathing heavily into the microphone and then chuckling.
I mean, we could probably... we've done the what's in drunk's mouth, like, three times now. We could just do away with it.
Right, I mean...
Just no more drunk. We're done with drunk.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, no more drunk.
But drunk's our best character.
The drunk character is by far the most popular character on the show.
And it was like we did it for a while, and it was great. But
As with most things that people enjoy,
we got to kill them.
We're done with the drunk.
Drunk's gone.
Character, the amount of research we had to do for this character,
we did no research.
I paid somebody to huff paint out of a paper bag for you. What I did was illegal. It was illegal in this state to do that.
We're done with drunk. We're done with drunk. We're not going to do it anymore. Drunk's done. No more drunk.
I don't think that we
make
should
a new character. Make a new character, and Paul will do that guy.
Exactly.
I mean, Paul's not just going to sit here and be Paul.
We got to do something. We got to keep it
fresh.
Paul's
a very talented fellow.
I don't believe you're right.
Well, I mean, maybe we should talk about
it. We had
Paul's a very talented fellow. I don't believe you're right. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
The most popular character he did was just him impersonating all of his friends high on acid. I mean, yeah, I can do that.
But he was nuanced.
Okay.
It was nuanced.
New plan. Paul, you're done with the drunk character? Fine. Napier's drunk now.
Okay,
so just
can we every now
and then Napier chime in as drunk.
What we should do is edit this out, and then drunk will do Napier, or Napier will do drunk from now on, and we'll just act like nothing happened. Like they do on sitcoms occasionally. Like it's a new mom. No one says a word. Like Fresh Prince. You guys are just...
Oh, yeah. They did it on Fresh Prince. Weren't there some kids that disappeared on Family Matters? Like they just went upstairs and then they just weren't there anymore?
And not a word was said.
Don't forget Happy Days. Richie's brother.
What's that, drunk?
You guys remember Happy Days?
Drunk is further along in his emphysema.
He had a rough week.
The character has aged. But I mean, like, we just can't say anything. We got to play it straight.
Okay, so we'll edit all that out.
Yeah, okay.
So drunk, what's new with you, buddy?
Me and my sister, we kind of went down to the lake, and I got really high on mushrooms, and I think I ate squirrels and rabbit. There were these dead things all around me. I don't know where they came from, but they were covered in my semen. Because I don't think she has semen, but there was semen.
Where'd it come from?
I don't know. It was everywhere. Everything was all matted. Their fur was all fucked up, and they had no anuses left. I fucked the anuses out of them.
Napier, what do you think of all this stuff going on with drunk? What is he talking about?
I think he's talking about illegal activities, Mike, and I don't condone any of it.
I
think we should just abandon it. Just no more drunk.
Maybe we'll introduce somebody later.
Right.
Okay.
We'll have to write something.
So
come up with a backstory.
No. Yeah. So no drunk.
Brainstorming session on Friday.
Show is Mike, Paul, and Napier the way it was always intended. No special guest stars.
No extras. Just
no extras.
Just us doing our thing.
No more what's in anybody's mouth. We're not going to put anything in our mouths.
Yeah.
The silliness is done.
You know what? You know why Drunk knew what was in his mouth? Because I handed it to Paul, and he said, oh, it's an egg, because it was in his hand. Okay, Napier, you're running the show.
Okay, so I want to talk about broads this week.
Broads?
Broads.
Or bras?
Broads.
There's an R2-D2 bra.
Yeah, there's the R2-D2 bra. That's a bra, but that's fucking awesome. You can touch your lady's nipples, and it makes sound effects.
But you're not really touching your nipples. That's like a big plastic dome type deal.
No, but you could
I bet that's not comfortable at all. I mean, I may be thinking like a broad when I say that, but that doesn't look like it would be comfortable to put your boobs in.
It'd be uncomfortable to fuck as well.
Well, I don't think you have sex with the bra. Yeah.
You wanted to say something about the bra, though, right?
Yeah, it looks awesome. It's got little sound effects. So when you're getting playful with your lady, you can just start touching her little sound effects.
Now, something like that would have to be licensed, right? Did Disney give the okay for this?
I don't think they would do that, no. But they're not selling it. You can't buy it. You have to make it. So if you make it, there's not a goddamn thing they can do about it.
So what's the point of the story? To say some broad made this because she wanted nerds to dig her?
Yeah. And
I mean, I've long said that I think the market of comic and sci-fi underwear is solely ignored, and it needs to be a bigger deal, because there's plenty of people like me that would enjoy that type of thing. Oh, there's like just not enough of it out there.
Like this Batman underpants?
This is ridiculous. This can't be a thing.
Okay, what if part of the thing that it did was, while you're touching it, making little sound effects, starts giving her a little charge, you know, like a PlayStation controller starts wiggling around.
You're going to tase your girlfriend?
Yeah, in the nipples.
That sounds like the opposite of what is good.
No, that's awesome.
That's what she likes.
Yeah. Just, you know, throw her, you know, face first onto a bed. So little buttons keep going off and just rail her into the sideboard. It'll be awesome. Just start railing her.
Zip tie her hands and feet, you know, that way she can't get away.
Mm-hmm. This is starting to sound more and more like a rape.
No.
Yeah, that's what I bring to the
show. I mean,
show.
It started off like, you know, hey, R2-D2 bra, cool. And then it just kind of turned in a little rapey.
Okay, well, let's talk about crazy broads. This one story I found, it was awesome. This dude got a woman pregnant, and then a month later got another woman pregnant.
Is this Gordon from Sesame Street?
No, this is just some dude who apparently, like, he's just a dude who's banging broads.
Did you see the thing about Gordon from Sesame Street?
Gordon from Sesame Street?
You remember
Street?
Gordon, the black guy with the big bushy mustache?
No.
Oh, yeah. What happened to him?
He had a broad, he got her pregnant, and then he got another chick pregnant. He had a secret love child.
How long ago?
I don't know. Who gives a shit? Well, I don't know why it's news. Who gives a shit what Gordon's doing? When was the last time you thought about Gordon? Why do we need to talk about Gordon's anything?
Well, because Elmo fucked that kid.
Yeah, but Elmo fucking a kid, that's funny. But who gives a shit what Gordon's doing?
Well, Gordon's on
Gordon
the show.
Gordon didn't do a puppet at all.
What's
Gordon
Maria up to?
Was Maria the deaf chick?
I think she was the Latino.
She was deaf, too, though, wasn't she?
I don't know.
I can't remember the last time
Apparently
I do
Sesame
remember
Street's
Gordon, though.
Like
I used to be thoroughly impressed with his mustache. I used to say, one day me.
You're not really rocking it right now, though.
No, I'm not.
But Sesame Street sounds like some weird goddamn orgy.
I know.
Of just dicks and vaginas everywhere.
But you were telling a story. I'm sorry I stepped on you.
So this guy gets these two broads pregnant, and the broads fight. One broad decides to hit the other one with her car, slammed her up against a wall, and then somehow the car has amputated her leg.
What do you mean somehow? That's what happens when you run a car into somebody.
Well, not all the time.
That's correct. Yeah, not every time.
You said somehow, like it's this far stretch of the imagination.
Well, I'm just saying, it's it's within the realm of imagination, you know, but at the same time, she could have just as easily had not had her leg amputated.
You're right. Well, keep telling the story. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you.
Well, that's pretty much the story. Two broads fighting over dude. One gets her leg amputated.
Well, then I would strongly recommend he go with the other one.
Why, you think the whole broad's better than the one with part of a foot?
I'm just saying, if you're like, you know, you go to the computer store and there's two computers and they're exactly the same, except one doesn't have, you know, as much. The computer metaphor is terrible. I don't know why I picked a computer, but yes, one is a full product.
One is a full product?
The other is some partial open box missing limbs.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're not having sex with her leg.
And I mean, you can certainly feel bad for the retailer that they got this bum computer that they don't know what to do with, but that doesn't mean you got to buy it.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, sure, you say, my condolences, it sucks that this happened to your computer. But I mean, you know, I'm going to go ahead and take the one that's still in the box, you know, the pristine one.
Okay.
When I go to a store, I never buy the first one.
I guess we don't, if the computer that is opened is only open because the full computer attacked it. Then I guess that's kind of a different story, because then you know there's something wrong with the one, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if I buy a DVD or something, I don't buy the first one, because that's the one that people take out and, like, manhandle and, like, flip it over and read the back and stuff. I don't want their grubby fingerprints and stuff
all over
on
the
my
cellophane.
Yeah, fuck that. I take out the first one and I grab the second one, and that's the one I buy. I'm just letting you know my process, and it's a good one. It's worked for me.
I do that with like bread.
Why bread? What could somebody do to bread?
Squish it.
You can see if it's squished.
I like to squish my own
bread.
You
know what irritates me about bread?
Have you heard about this bread?
Let me tell you something about bread. You know what sucks about bread? Every damn grocery store you go into, bread is always like way up front. So like bread, you grab bread, and then you go grab all the rest of your stuff and put it on top of the bread. And that sucks.
Why would you pile your shit on top of the bread, Mike?
Because it's the first thing that goes in the cart, and then you got a lot more shit on
top. You put it in the child area.
You want me to skip the bread?
Skip the bread, come back around. It's already right by the
bread.
What I'm saying is, why should I have to do that?
They've made it convenient for
you. No, they've made it inconvenient for me.
Let's say you just want bread.
I want a circle. I want to go in the store. I want to go up and down the aisles. And then when I get to the last aisle, I want to go check out. I don't want to get to the last aisle and then go back to the first aisle to get my bread. That's bullshit. They should make it convenient.
You put the bread in the child seat, Mike.
That's why the economy is fucked.
Listen to me, goddammit.
They can't go through.
You put the bread in the child seat.
I put everything in the child seat.
No, you put your bread there. You put things you can't crush in there.
No, I put everything in there.
You're supposed to put
If I'm using the bottom basket, I feel like I've done too much shopping.
Why don't you just get one of those little hand deals?
Really, you could just give me a cart that is the child basket, because that's all I use.
They have the little tiny carts that, like, I guess, Deerberg's, the little...
Oh, yeah, the little halvesies.
They're pretty sweet.
You guys just talk about yourself. I want to see what's going on in the chat room. There's just a.
So you wanted to talk about broads, right?
Well, Mike brought up DVDs. Let's talk about DVDs.
You guys, I'm busy.
So
look at all this stuff.
I was watching Romeo and Juliet in a Walmart.
Why?
It was on the TVs.
So why were you in the Walmart?
You like stuck around and watched it for a while?
Yeah.
Do people do that?
Yeah. I was like, oh, well, this is a fun little movie. I had no idea what the fuck it was.
I'm sorry. You go ahead.
The first I ever heard of Romeo and Juliet was in a Walmart. So I thought it was funny because that part where Hulk Hogan is on there advertising this, like, fuck tractor it's going off. Like, oh, well, this is a funny bit of this movie.
What did the heavyset white lady have to say about you watching Romeo and Juliet at the Walmart?
Oh, I don't listen to them. They're workers. What do I care? So, I grab me a copy of Romeo and Juliet, pay for it, go home.
So you bought this movie?
Yeah, I bought.
They
the movie.
Sold you on it from they playing sold me it at the. I mean, that's why they put those movies on there.
Yeah, but normally it's for little children to get their parents. To
I watched Wreck-It Ralph last night. Wreck-It Ralph was pretty awesome.
Yeah, but Sarah Silverman's in it. And she destroys everything that she's in, like a cackling witch.
So, all right, I've caught up on all that I missed in the chat room because if I watch the chat room, then I just lose everything. You know that.
So I
had to take a break to catch up. Dan wants a Mike's Bath Buddy.
What the hell is he going to do with a Mike's Bath Buddy?
He was re-caulking his bathtub, and the faucet was digging into his back. And so he thought to himself, man, I really could go for a Mike's Bath Buddy. And he's fucking right. It's a genius idea, Napier. I'm not saying I'll get everybody.
He's not using it for the intended purposes.
I'm not saying everybody in the world's going to buy my Bath Buddy. But I'm saying maybe 1 in 50. Maybe 1 in 100. I'm going to sell me some fucking Bath Buddies.
Maybe you could sell it to really old people, like in case they were to slip in the shower. They could hit the Bath Buddy instead of the faucet.
You know, a guy that I used to work with, I just got word the other day that he died. He had a heart attack in the bathtub or while he was taking a shower, and when he fell over, his face hit the faucet, and they're not sure if he died from the heart attack or from his face hitting the faucet. But, like, he was in the shower, and they found him. I mean, like, I don't know if you would use a Bath Buddy in that situation, but, I mean, it would cover up that metal piece. So, I mean, it's an extra use for it.
Yeah, that could be useful. Sell it to geriatrics.
Yeah, and retards.
Yeah.
The guy wasn't retarded. He was a really nice guy.
I'm saying you could, you know, there's
it's in
a
his
market.
40s, man. Young guy.
Sell it to the special school district.
Now he's dead.
Yeah. And now you're...
I'm sorry, Napier. Yeah. You're running the show. I'll give you the mouse back. I wanted to catch up with what was going on in the thing.
Okay. So I go home. I got my Romeo and Juliet ready to pop that in, watch me some
goddamn... Oh, no, we got to skip that story because I wasn't paying attention the whole time you were talking.
Well, that's okay. I'll just keep going.
Okay, keep talking to Paul. I'll do something else.
So, get home with my Gnomeo and Juliet, open it up. There's no fucking Gnomeo and Juliet.
What?
I notice before I open it that there's a little cut along the seam of the cellophane.
It was in the DVD player at Walmart.
No, it wasn't.
They were watching it.
Somebody stole my copy of Gnomeo and Juliet out of the little box. So I grab my receipt, I go back to Walmart, I bring it up to customer service, and I said, hey, my Gnomeo and Juliet's not here. Could you give me a different one? And the lady said, well, I don't know. Let me call the manager. The manager come over. They're discussing it. They're looking back and forth at me like they're in a goddamn huddle, like trying to size me up.
They were trying to figure out why this 400-pound man is coming into Walmart with a copy of Gnomeo and Juliet and why he bought it in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it looks weird. Like, it seems weird. But the manager came up to me and she goes, well, we don't know what happened, of course, so if you promise you didn't steal it, we'll let you go get a different one.
So did you do, like, the Scout's Honor thing and put your fingers up or whatever it is they do?
No, I gave her a look of, you dumb bitch. Of course I didn't fucking steal Gnomeo and Juliet. Why the
well,
fuck?
Well, you paid for it.
Yeah.
And the thing you have to ask yourself is, if you did take a copy of Gnomeo and Juliet, like if you walked out of Walmart with this empty box of, or this Gnomeo and Juliet, and you took it home, and you said, you know what, I'm going to scam these motherfuckers out of a second copy of Gnomeo and Juliet, what would you do with it?
I have no
idea. You already have
it
at home.
To a child.
Now you have two copies of Gnomeo and Juliet?
Well, I could understand, like, if you really, really like Gnomeo and Juliet, you would have, you know, a backup DVD, just in case the other one wore out like an old cassette tape. But... yeah, I don't think they looked at me and thought, that dude has a use for two Gnomeo and Juliets. Obviously, he's here for his second one. Yeah.
So did you watch the movie?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it was okay.
Really?
Well, I enjoyed it more because I had to work for it.
Really?
Yes. I had to work for the movie.
Really?
I drove
Give it a score from 1 stars to 5 stars.
I would put it in the same realm as about the same quality as Pixar movies. I would go there.
Well, like, so, I mean, Pixar movies covers a wide range. Are we talking like Shrek? Or are we talking like...
Shrek was a DreamWorks easily. Movie, Paul.
Yeah, that's a DreamWorks movie, sir.
Get it together.
Well, then Pixar is just terrible.
Now you only have to focus on Paul now, so...
I have to come correct here.
Yeah. But yeah, it DreamWorks, Pixar, it's about that level. I enjoyed it as much as those movies.
See, the thing is, and Mandy is debating with you on whether the quality of Gnomeo and Juliet. I mean, like, she's a mom. She has to watch that stuff.
Yeah, but she has to watch it like 50 fucking times.
You're
a
grown single man.
Yeah.
What do you mean you could watch it once? You just bought it.
Yeah, I watched
you
it once.
You just bought Gnomeo and Juliet. You own it. Forever.
I know, and I can watch it whenever I want. Not 50 goddamn times right in a row. Like, Mommy, Mommy, we just finished watching Gnomeo and Juliet. Put it back on. I never have to do that. I could say, that was an enjoyable moment. I will now
Can you
put
give
it back
me the outline case. Of the film so that I don't actually have to see it? What happens?
You've not... I mean, it's a Romeo and Juliet remake, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a gnome.
There's a garden gnome.
Okay.
His name is Gnomeo.
Yeah, his name is Gnomeo.
All right.
His name is Gnomeo.
What is Juliet?
Juliet is... Okay, there are these two families, and they're right next to each other.
Just tell me
neighbors.
What Juliet is.
The story Juliet's of star-crossed lovers.
Juliet's also a gnome?
Yeah.
What are they bitching about?
Okay, on one side, there's the blue side, and on the other side, there's the red side.
What kind of yard is this?
It's not a yard. It's two different houses.
Oh.
One house has blue gnomes. One house has red gnomes.
Do the neighbors not like each other?
The neighbors hate each other, and so do the gnomes.
Which one stole the gnome idea? Because one of them had to have it first, and then the other one was an asshole. I was like, I'll do gnomes better.
No, I don't think they got into that. But they were both competing with their gnomes.
No, it was the story of Romeo and Juliet. Do you want him to break down the whole Romeo? Yeah.
Okay, so they crossed over the driveway. At any point, do they cross over the driveway and almost get hit by a car from a car pulling in or out of the driveway?
Is there a glory hole?
Tell me that happens.
Yeah, that they almost get hit by cars.
Okay.
Yeah, I figured.
Is there a glory hole at any point?
No, but Patrick Stewart does voice some of the one of the characters.
That's a very appropriate response.
Yeah.
It's like, no glory hole, but Patrick Stewart voices some of the characters.
I know you're hoping for sex.
Dan is really concerned on whether or not the gnomes kill themselves or not. Because,
that's
what happens.
There are a few gnome deaths, yes.
But do they kill themselves?
Double suicide at
the
end.
Do they kill themselves?
They Romeo and Juliet. Double suicide at the end. That's Romeo and Juliet.
No.
They live happily ever after, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
We're going to break. Fuck this. We'll be back in 8 minutes. Bye.
There are four veterans.
They're all awesome.
They all suck.
They're doing a podcast.
I Googled uniform opinions the other day. We are number one, number two, and number four. Every other result for the next 10 pages are people that can't spell uninformed.
They served in the Army.
At the risk of sounding sexist, just stay in the kitchen.
The Israeli Defense Force.
Theater of the mind, bitch.
The Air Force. And the Marines.
Also in the Army, but I don't claim that 9 years.
They are the most interesting vets in the world. Listen to Uniformed Opinions Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central on RadioFubar.com.
White lips, pale face, breathing in snowflakes, burnt lungs, sour taste. Lights gone dazing, struggling to pay the rent, long nights, strange men. And they say she's in the Class A team, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. They scream the worst things in life, 'cause Frida's were just under the upper hand, and go mad for a couple of grams, and she didn't want to go outside tonight. And in a pipe she flies to the motherland, or sells love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. Angels to fly! Ripped gloves, raincoat, tried to swim and stay afloat. Dry house and wet clothes. Loose change, banknotes, worry I dry throat. Call girl, no phone. And they say she's in the Class A team, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. And they scream the worst things in life come free to us, 'cause we're under the upper hand, and go mad for a couple of grams, and she don't want to go outside tonight. In a pipe she flies to the motherland, or sells love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels. An angel will die, covered in white. Clothes die, and hoping for a better life. This time, we'll fade out tonight, straight down the line. Stacy, she's in the Class A team, stuck in a daydream, been this way since 18, but lately she's been slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries, and they scream the worst things in life come free to us, and we're all under the upper hand, and go mad for a couple of grams, and we don't want to go outside tonight. And in a pipe, we fly to the motherland, or sell love to another man. It's too cold outside. Angels fly. Angels to fly! Angels to fly, to fly, to fly, angels to die.
Oh my God, when you go,
another man.
I fucking lost.
Oh, this broad obviously sells her poon for quarters.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't sell your poon for quarters.
Nope. She gets home with $87. And 25 cents.
It's a cautionary tale.
Exactly.
Don't sell your poon for quarters.
Don't sell your poon for quarters, ladies.
If we've taught you anything.
If we've taught you anything, you know what? Even those goddamn Goodyear tires have burnouts.
You're pooping? So that just means, what? Should I play another song? What does that mean? What do you mean you're pooping?
Pooping.
So what does that mean? What does that mean for me? I just wait? We're just gonna wait? Well, what's the problem? Paul?
Are we on?
Yeah, we're doing a show, I guess.
Is it started? See, I was confused because Napier was not here.
No, Napier is not here. Napier is pooping. See, and what I was planning on doing is ask Dr. Napier, but I can't. Because Dr. Napier is pooping. And now, ask Dr. Napier.
Dr. Napier.
Napier! We have questions for you.
What does it mean if it takes you upwards of 10 minutes to shit?
What does that mean? Are you not going to talk to us anymore? What, are you bashful?
It means there's poo coming out of my butt.
Did you open the door so that we could hear you better? That's gross.
So does he think there was actually shit coming out of his
you
butt?
You leave the door closed when you're pooping.
Man.
Okay, Paul. We're gonna do the show.
I think we should do it our way.
Do it our way?
Intellectual and rape. Just a combination of intellectual.
So like we'll talk about a current event story and somehow just at the end everyone will be raped.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. Or should we just answer the Dr. Napier
question? The chat room is filling up with Dr. Napier questions, but there is no Dr. Napier. I'm sorry. We have to talk about something else.
This is very reminiscent of the actual doctor's office. It's like you show up and you just wait. No, the doctor will be with you shortly. Oh, okay. No, yeah, for sure.
Play some easy listening music. Just kind of...
And you stare at the things. And if you're like me, you start going through the cupboards to see if they left any like prescription drug samples in there, you know.
Yeah. Oh, like when he leaves you there to like go write a prescription or something. And
yeah. While
like
you're waiting, awkward, you know.
Like you want to kind of look around. But what if he comes back in while you're?
And you start looking at diagrams of like different parts of the anatomy, and a lot of times they'll have like a little heart there or something you can look at. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I go to the doctor, I start the whole interaction by saying I'm fat and I smoke. So aside from that. What do you got for me? Because there's, you know, I don't want to have that conversation with the doctor. I know these things. I know it's unhealthy.
I'm fat and I smoke. I actually went to the doctor a couple of days ago, and they weighed me, and
I was very unimpressed with my weight. And I informed them...
I was also weighed a couple days ago.
I informed them that my clothes weigh 28 pounds and to take that into account.
How much do you weigh, Mike?
228.
Oh, I'm 1 pound less than you.
Really?
I'm 227.
You
yes.
win. Yeah. But
and
you
that's,
know what?
That's fat for me. I'm,
you know
I'm usually
what?
Down around the 200.
It doesn't matter because we're still second and third place in the fat pool at the table.
By far. Right. Drunk is getting up there, too.
You mean now that Drunk has switched to a different person?
Yes. Yeah. I thought we had abandoned that.
Okay, guys. I guess I'll talk. The James Holmes guy has said he'll plead guilty if they don't give him the death penalty. But I mean, like, why would he need to? How would he get off? How would anybody say, oh, he's not guilty?
Right. We don't really need to plead that. We had
we
a
don't
bunch
need,
of people see it.
Yeah, we don't need you to plea, buddy. We don't need that. We'll just go ahead and do the trial if that's what you want to do.
I would likely to say, you know, give him that opportunity if he was like to get the death sentence. Here, I'll plead guilty as long as you kill
him. Let me ask you another thing. If a guy that high profile agrees to plea guilty if you don't put him to death, I mean, like, first of all, if you're a jury, you probably find that out. How do you go partial and like block that out of your mind that he said that?
That what?
That he'll plead guilty. Like, all right, he knows he did it.
They
got to
find people that didn't know that happened.
Who?
They got to find people that live under a rock.
Where are they going to find anybody?
Well, that's kind of like how did they get jurors for the OJ trial? Like, people knew about that already. They watched him flee down the highway.
I mean, do they just go pick up a wagon full of Amish and say, hey, guys, this colored guy, he's pretty famous, but you don't know who he is.
Oh, they wouldn't even tell him. So this guy is accused of killing his wife. And they would all immediately think he's guilty because he was black.
Is that...
Amish are incredibly racist.
Are they?
No, I'm just saying things like I always
do. Well, I mean, I guess you can't really offend any Amish. I don't think any Amish are listeners.
If they're out on their Schreichenwagen or whatever it is. Have you heard of this?
Holy fuck. How long can one man shit before he just gets, like, tired?
Isn't that how your butt got hungry?
Because I shit too long?
Too much time on the shitter. Gave you like anal crevasses or something?
I don't think that's true at all.
Well, I thought that was the deal.
No, seriously, he's been washing his hands for 3 minutes.
Rumspringer. That's what it's called.
He's got little girl hands, too. Have you seen Napier's hands? He has the smallest hands in the entire world.
You know what they say
about a man
with small hands.
Seriously, when Napier comes in here, put your hand up to his hand and look at how small they are.
Do you think when the Amish ladies go out on Rumspringer, they get gangbanged by like 50 dudes, and then they're like, I'll go back to being the church girl. And then they go marry some guy.
You have to do like a full disclosure thing and say, look, I got around a bit before we met.
Well, no, because
that's all in the past.
Rumspringer is like a time when the Amish people say, okay, kids, go and do whatever you want. Use electronics. Run trains, get gangbanged, do whatever you want. And then at the end of
that... Do they actually say that?
I don't think they have that.
You're paraphrasing a bit.
Right, you know, okay. I'm sure there's a lot of arts and thous and things. They're Amish. And then they go out and they have a year to do whatever kind of they want. And then they come back and they decide if they're going to be Amish or not. And of course, the whole deal is that they've never had electronics or anything, so they get scared shitless when they go out into the real world.
Did you
and
see
like,
how
fuck that.
Sheepish and bashful he walked back in the room? He seemed
well, everybody's talking, and I just came in from pooping.
How did it go?
You were walking lighter. You were like on your twinkle toes there.
I think I just had an event. It was like Thor punched through me.
See, it's kind of like when we got the 8 minute break. I mean, you got that eight minutes to do whatever you want with it. And so, I mean, you probably could go smoke, but you should have just shit. Just skip a cigarette.
I didn't realize I had to. I was outside smoking my cigarette, and then all of a sudden, blam, poop time.
Well, there are some Dr. Napier questions. Your mic's already on.
Okay, excellent.
I took care of that for you.
Ugh.
I mean, they were so long ago. Dear Dr. Napier, I have now watched the porno of that lady from the daycare.
How do I keep the guilty look off my face every time I see her?
Did you diddle
and
your
how
sniz?
Do I keep myself from accidentally calling her Trinity?
Well, did she stir the pot if...
Right, because the only reason you should feel guilty is if you diddled your sniz. If you didn't diddle the sniz, then there's no reason to feel guilty.
Also, she never
answered... Like if you just viewed it like it was art?
Right, if you're like, oh, I'm curious.
Well, I don't see how she could... I watched it, too. And let me tell you, it was not great.
Not great.
It was not quite... And, I mean, I would think that I would be more responsive to a woman whose pornographic film I enjoyed. Like that Carly Rae Jepsen, I'm done with her, man.
Did she have a porno?
It was not good at all.
She had a porno?
She has poor technique. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She sizzled a diz.
My brother's going to love this.
She sizzled a diz, and at some point, she just kind of like does like the Girls Gone Wild, show your boobs. She didn't like take her shirt off. She just like showed her boobs. And then she like turned around and wiggled her ass in underwear at him and then went back to sucking his dick. And she just did not look like she was – her heart wasn't in it. I guess she thinks she's too goddamn cool to like suck a dick.
My question was never answered.
I'm sorry. We kind of went off on a little bit of a tangent. You go ahead, Dr. Napier.
Was there pregnancy porn?
No, it was MILF porn.
Well, that's... I don't know why you would be upset watching some other lady's porno. I mean, there shouldn't be any guilt involved unless, you know, it's pregnancy porn and you're taking care of that kid and you see her get blasted with man jizz all over her pregnant belly and inside her snood.
And Dan had a question, too. However, it was so fucking long ago.
I had to...
I don't even know what the question was anymore.
Do you remember what the question was?
I don't know. I'm just being... I'm crushed here by the possibility of Carly Rae Jepsen porno being a fake.
It was not a fake. It was absolutely her.
Are you sure?
Was she singing Call Me Maybe?
No.
I did the phone hand thing.
You did.
Call Me Maybe.
No, it wasn't lies. I watched Carly Rae Jepsen suck a dick.
Was she hot?
No.
Was it a big dick?
No, not really.
You know, I like my porn to have some big dicks.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a tiny dick.
Well, I don't remember what the question was. I'm just irritated now. Does anybody else have any questions for Dr.
I thought Napier was like right in the middle. How does she keep from being guilty?
Who?
Feeling guilty.
When she sees Trinity. Guilty. What? Why should she feel guilty? She didn't film.
Trinity wasn't active very long, and she didn't make all that many films. But the one that I watched was not very impressive. Trinity, I would give you a C-.
So what was wrong? Did she
in the looks category or in like the effort
both,
and technique?
Really? I mean, it was just lame.
Did she?
It's like
fake
one of those
tits or real tits.
It was like one of those that like you see the thumbnail of it, and you're like, oh, okay, I'll watch this, and like you watch it for like 30 seconds, you're like. This isn't going to work for me.
Was she hot?
No.
She had fake tits?
Kind of had a barrel ass.
Fake tits, real tits.
Like, you know...
God damn it, Mike.
You know, like, when you hit a certain age and you start wearing those, like, really weird jeans that, like, are up too high and they make your butt look weird? Like, the broads, when they start wearing...
The mom jeans.
Her ass kind of looked like mom jean ass, like when it wasn't in anything, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, very matronly behind.
Yeah, she's kind of built like a broad.
She has childbearing hips.
Yeah, I guess that's why she's making the MILF porn.
They're all MILFs, though. We discussed this before. At this point, like, she'll be 18 and still be a MILF because she's already popped out, like, two kids.
Don't you remember, like, 10 years ago when, like, you saw a chick with a kid and you're like, oh, yeah, it's not going to work for me, really. And now it's just kind of like everybody has a kid.
You can't be that picky at this
and
point.
Yeah, I mean, now it's just kind of like, yep, kids, cool, MILF, whatever.
I was never into the MILF. I didn't, like... The fact that she was a mom made it either no more or less hot. It was all about, you know, how hot the chick was.
Well, what about the teacher porn? That's kind of a subset of MILF porn.
Is it really, though? I mean, like...
Yeah, it's an older lady.
I guess.
Yeah, so do you enjoy the MILF porn more or the teacher porn? I mean, really, MILF porn and teacher porn are the same thing. They just have, you know, the teacher porn, they have glasses.
And, well, that's the librarian porn as well. You know, she's got glasses.
I don't see too many of that. I see more teacher porn, less librarian porn.
The pregnant, do you remember the pregnant man story for a while back?
Yeah, that was an ugly man lady.
The lady that decided she was a man, and like she went on all the shows, and she's like, I'm a man, and I'm pregnant, and this is my lesbian lover, and this is our story, and I'm pregnant, and I'm a man. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
But she wasn't a man.
But she wasn't a man. She was a lady. Well, they went to Hawaii, and he was issued a new birth certificate stating that he's a man. So that they were able to get married.
Because anyone can get a birth certificate in Hawaii.
Oh!
Right?
Yeah. So they then moved to Arizona. And now they want to get divorced. I mean, like, if the pregnant man can't make it, I mean, who can, you know? Who can?
I feel like the pregnant man probably can't lay down the D.
But no, probably can't.
You know?
The issue is they went to a court of law to process their divorce, and the judge informed them that their marriage was never legal to begin with because they're both chicks. And so now they're fighting and back in the news again because they want
to get divorced.
They want to get divorced proper. Like, when if you want to end your marriage and somebody tells you your marriage was never legal,
they're cool. Well, like, we don't have to.
No harm, no foul, right? You just say, all right, cool. Well, then we were never married. Bye.
She doesn't get half my shit.
Yeah, but they have to, like, you know, divvy up their stuff. And
can't you just get, like, a moderator? Just, like, pay a guy. Like a impartial dude, and say, all right, help us divvy up our shit.
Well, some of them do.
Outside of the legal system.
Yeah, some of them will do that. But, I mean, there is a legal divorce that they have to go through. They can just say
they don't have to. They were never married.
They can just say, instead of somebody else making us split up half our shit, we'll just split up half our shit.
Yeah, but for real marriages, they have to go through, you know, the divorce.
Why do we give two shits about what two dykey broads in Arizona are doing? Why do we care? Why in the world would anyone print this in a newspaper? Why in the world would anybody?
Because the man getting pregnant was a story, and now that they're getting a divorce, it's a story.
I mean, like, why is it in a newspaper?
It's a civil rights issue, bro.
That fucking Gordon's having kids. Who gives a fuck what Gordon's doing? Why is any of this news?
Well, I mean, every time the Duggars have kids, you know, they...
What the fuck is a Duggar?
I was just saying, who the fuck are the Duggars?
The Duggars, it's a reality TV show about this family. They've got like 20-something kids, all by one lady. And she keeps popping out, like, not right ones.
You mean like a special?
Well, that or, you know, stillborn or...
Like waterheads?
Bubbleheads.
I'm not sure. I've heard that, but I don't know what that means.
A bubblehead?
Yeah, man, a bubblehead.
They live off Sinks Road, man.
You remember Bubblehead Road?
Yeah, man. I went down there once. And
I went with you in your fucking Miata. You and Tommy Potts.
Did we throw? Is that when I threw the keys?
Piled into the Miata. You pulled down to the end of Bubblehead Road, and you threw your fucking keys. Tom was flipping the fuck out. Tom was like a little girl. Like a little girl. Girl.
I got a little scared once I threw the keys.
You were like, wait, maybe I shouldn't have thrown my keys.
Yeah.
Why did you throw your keys?
He wanted to scare Tom.
To scare Tom.
But then some crazy old lady comes outside and she's like, you're trespassing. And Paul's like, sorry, I threw my keys. And Tommy's like, get us out of here. Get us out of here. Down at the end of Bubblehead Road, man. The stories of Bubblehead
Road.
They
didn't get us, though.
There was no bubbleheads. It seems like a regular old lady, but I guess she was the one that was housing the bubbleheads.
Yeah, she was keeping them all under control, man. If she wasn't around, they'd be running rampant.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Bubbleheads. Did you ever go down Bubblehead Road?
No.
Did you ever hear the legend of Bubblehead Road?
No, I didn't hear the legend.
You go down to Bubblehead Road, and they got the crazy place where they keep all the bubbleheads.
Where is this place at?
See, I heard that you had to touch the wall.
And if you touched, what wall?
Oh, there's like a brick, creepy brick wall at the end. And if you touched the brick wall, then the bubble heads would come and get you.
Oh, man.
So I think that's why they never came. It's because we didn't touch their wall. We kept our hands to ourselves.
Yeah, but you got the keeper. Got the keeper on your ass.
Yeah, but you know, but getting the keeper on you, that's no big deal. It's when you actually touch the wall and they lose their shit and they come for you. That's when it's scary.
How long would you live at the end of Bubblehead Road before dickheads like us showing up would just make you want to move? I mean, like, sure, you got your own private road. I mean, fuck, man. You got dumbasses coming down there every weekend in their little faggy Miatas.
Do you think they still go down there?
Three fat dudes deep. Throwing their
keys. How do you even fit three people in the fucking
honking their horn?
This place is just an old, creepy, abandoned road, or is it like they have
people? It's an unlabeled road where all the bubbleheads live.
You've never heard of, I wonder, do kids still go down to the Bubblehead Road? Like, is that still a thing?
I don't know. I'm not a kid anymore.
We need to go to a high school and ask a bunch.
Do like some
man on the scene, fucking, man on the street kind of interviews.
21 Jump Street and act like we're young. Be like, hey, man, what are the hip kids doing? Oh, no, no, we got to be like, what do us hip kids do on a Saturday?
Where's the party at, bro?
Anywhere we could go mock some retards?
Fuck this homework.
Yeah.
I would fit right in.
Man, you put book covers on your books? Fag.
Super faggy.
You got those paper bags from Schnucks and you put them on your fucking books to keep them all nice? Fuck that, man. I wrote my name in it.
I don't think calling people a fag is cool anymore. Like, I think that means you're a fag, you know?
No, I think high schoolers still
that means
do that.
You're a fag.
No, I think they still
Maybe
do
they
that.
Took
no,
it
but
back?
They wear those tiny faggy pants. There's no way they could possibly still call each other fags and wear those pants. You can't call people a fag and wear the little faggy tiny pants.
Or also having the Justin Bieber haircut. Oh, God, that is the gayest goddamn haircut.
What about, like, the new one or the old one?
It doesn't matter. Justin Bieber looks like a 12-year-old girl, and having the haircut of a 12-year-old girl doesn't... It screams, I want penis in my lips. I just want to touch penises all over my teeth and my tongue, and I want to get jizz shot right in my mouth. I want to suck it off my molars.
Didn't the whole sagging pants thing come about in jail, like for the guys that, you know, were available?
Yeah, they got blasted in the ass.
I heard that. I don't know the truth of that, but the accuracy.
And also the Band-Aid on the cheek. If you got a Band-Aid on your cheek, that means you get blasted in the ass.
Like Nelly?
Yeah, like Nelly. That's where he got it, and he didn't understand what it meant. So, yeah. I mean, prison rape is weird.
You know, the thing about prison rape is...
I heard somewhere that there was, if you counted rapes that occurred in prison, more men get raped every year in our country than women.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you just think of rape as like a, you know, a woman problem.
Sure.
But it's not.
Yeah.
It could be your problem, Mike.
Hopefully.
Hopefully? Your butt's hungry again?
Napier, you had other stories.
Well, I forgot them. I had an event.
Do you want to do your other stories?
Okay, well, there is one. This, you know that horrible puppet guy that's on Comedy Central, Jeff Dunham?
Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham. His shit is so bad.
I kill you?
Yes, the I kill you and the... talking jalapeno on a stick.
And the grumpy guy with his arms folded.
Yeah, he's not too happy.
He's always mad.
And he's got his little creature, whatever the fuck, peanut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently somebody was trolling him and giving him death threats. So he called the cops on him. Eventually the cops found the guy who was trolling him.
Yeah.
I automatically assume all death threats are fake because of the internet. If somebody left you, say, on your Twitter, left you some bullshit about them tracking you down and murdering you with a pickaxe, Would you immediately assume that they were actually trying to murder you?
You mean like if I got a threat on Twitter, like yeah. what I call the FBI?
Yeah. If you got somebody like said, I don't like how you talk about rape. I'm going to find you and I'm going to rape you to show you what it's like.
No.
No, neither would I.
No, I
would.
I would assume it was probably a joke. But then maybe
what if they kept doing it?
Yeah.
Like, no, really, I'm going to come to you and rape you. I'm outside your house now.
That would be kind of scary, I guess. I don't know.
You have 4 months until I'm going to come and rape you.
In 4 months, you're going to rape me?
Yeah,
four months. Now, I would kind of think maybe, like, you know, if I had 4 months, maybe I could win him over. Like, I'll change my ways.
You can get all fancied up in 4 months.
Like, what's the ribbon color for anti-rape awareness?
I don't think they have one.
Well, I mean, like,
they?
Pink is breast cancer and red is
$1 million idea.
AIDS, isn't it? We need the anti-rape ribbon color.
Should be blood.
Yellow, red. Support the troops. We can't do that. What color's left?
Red and brown
what
mixed
color
in.
Would you say your shirt is? Would you say that's coral?
No, it's salmon. It's salmon?
Salmon. Maybe we need salmon ribbons for anti-rape awareness.
We should sell them.
And throw some like white specks on there for, you know, what immediately follows most rapes. Violent orgasm.
Yeah, I got nothing. I got nothing to follow the violent orgasm.
I guess salmon would be the color of white jizz and red blood combined, right?
Oh, yeah.
A beat up vagina.
Yeah, you punch a broad in the nose and then jizz on her face. I guess that would... guess that would be a good color. Yeah.
Do you... I don't know. I don't know about this, guys.
What don't you know about? I think it's a good idea.
No. I mean, this whole thing.
Are you feeling down again, Mike?
I am a little bit.
Do you have the pre-wedding jitters?
I think so.
Napier wanted to talk about broads. Well, we never talked about broads.
No, I thought we were going to talk about bras.
We talked about the broads. We talked about the man lady, who's actually still a lady. We talked about crazy broads getting into fights over dudes and getting their legs chopped off. What else did we talk about?
R2-D2 bra.
Oh, yeah, there was some...
Should I cut this out and play it at the beginning? Like, this is what you'll find in this episode.
No.
No, this is a recap.
Yeah, this is a recap. We're recapping our broads. You got to keep track of your broads. Any pimp will tell you that.
You got to keep your pimp hand strong.
That...
What, did you want to talk about broads?
No.
What did you want to talk about?
You
could talk about the time you and Tom left a fucking toilet in my goddamn front yard.
It was Bobby.
Okay, have you and Bobby.
Have we talked about that?
I don't remember. I don't think we have. What?
Bobby's girlfriend. It's not a very interesting story, Paul.
You left a toilet in my front yard.
Bobby's girlfriend's parents were remodeling their bathroom, and Bobby was driving around in a blue minivan. And so they put the toilet out for the trash. And me and Bobby said, you know, we could do something with that toilet. Because, you know, we're conservationalists, you know. We want to, yeah. So we went and put it in front of Napier's house because we thought it would be funny. And he called and he said, hey, guys, that toilet that you put in front of our house, there are squirrels making squirrel love in it.
I came outside one day, getting ready to
but
go to work.
But he didn't see it. He just knew it was us. That was back in the day when we used to drive around in Bobby's blue minivan and steal stuff all the time. There was a guy who used to put a wood cat on top of his mailbox. And we would fucking get a baseball bat. And we would drive by, nail this cat off the mailbox every weekend. And it was like every fucking Monday morning, this son of a bitch comes outside and he says, those goddamn kids aren't going to tell me what I can put on my mailbox. And so he'd glue the fucking thing back together
and he put it on top of his mailbox.
Didn't tell
me. And we would just knock it off again. And I'd be like, this is like, I mean, we got a full baseball swing, fucking nailed it into the next yard. And he'd just go pick it up, glue the fucking thing back together. I mean, he had duct taped the leg back on there. It looked like fucking RoboCat. I mean, it was fucked up.
Didn't Tommy?
Fucking legs were all skewed in different directions because he couldn't get it to go in there right.
Didn't Tommy, like, instead of using a baseball bat, he thought it would be wise to kick the fucker and almost broke his goddamn leg? Yeah.
We forgot the bat. He's like, oh, I'll just kick it. So, like, we got a driving start. He fucking just put his foot out and kicked it. And he was hobbling around for a long time. He was not in good shape.
I think you were involved in the Santa snatching incident, right? Where we went around and we gathered up maybe 25 various lawn ornaments.
And we put it all in front of Katie's house.
Yeah, and we put it all in front of Katie Mathias' house.
Right.
And just... and then the greatest part
we took everything in the neighborhood and brought it and put it... I mean, her yard was fucking... nice.
And we just kind of dumped it there and ran off, like in a big pile. We didn't really...
No, we arranged it a little bit.
But when we came back and drove by to see what the reaction was, they had plugged all of them in and, like, made it into a scene. So, like, they just took it and ran with it. Like, fuck it, we've got all these...
The next night, they brought it all over and put it in my yard.
Oh, yeah? So they had figured out it was you.
Well, they assumed, probably. But my mom gave me a fucking... talking to, and
about the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah, and told me to like put it back, but I didn't remember whose yard we stole it. So
it was a bunch of different yards.
I mean, I just walked around that night and like threw a black Santa in somebody's yard and threw a reindeer in somebody else's yard. I was like, it might have been this year. I don't fucking remember. I mean, we stole something from just about everybody's yard in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and it wasn't just confined to that neighborhood either. We drove all over, you know, all over the town.
Didn't Bobby one year snatch a baby Jesus and replace it with a Heinz jar, kid?
No, yeah, I did that. I took a baby Jesus. It was in your neighborhood. It was right down the street from your house.
Oh, yeah.
We took a baby Jesus out of the manger and replaced it with a bottle of ketchup.
I remember when that happened, and I was pretty damn sure it was you who did it. This lady was pissed off as fuck. Because it's not the fact that it was stolen. It was, you know, you replaced the baby Jesus with a Heinz ketchup bottle. And she was like a practicing Roman Catholic.
You'd think she'd look at it screaming. As some kind of miracle.
Well, I mean, the baby Jesus doesn't taste good on hot dogs and hamburgers.
Right.
You know.
I would assume so. It's a baby.
A baby Jesus pate. Just spread on top of a Nathan's hot dog.
Oh, she was yelling blasphemy and everything else. And
is it blasphemy?
Yeah.
It's like a blast.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're just bullshitting at this point.
But it's fun bullshitting. Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, do you feel like we were missing something this week?
Yeah. I mean, you did no impressions.
I know.
We need a new...
I'll come up with a new character, or Napier can write us something new for next week.
We'll figure it out.
A new character next week.
Or we'll just go back to the same dumb shit we've been always doing. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFewBar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and I'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
Goodbye, Tin Man. Oh, don't cry. You rust so dreadfully. Here's your oil can. Goodbye.
Now I know I've got a heart because it's breaking.
Goodbye, Lion. You know, I know it isn't right, but I'm gonna miss the way you used to holler for help before you found your courage.
I would never have found it if it hadn't been for you.
I think I'll miss you most of all.
I was five and he was six. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight.
Bang, 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 she shot me down. Bang, bang, down to the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Her okay. Pussy shot me down.
Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. Now he's gone, I don't know why. Until this day, sometimes I cry. Say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie.
Bang, bang, she shot me down. Bang, bang, down to the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound.
My baby
shot me down.